pretty busy here as we wrap up the 2023 portion of boys wrestling season at Trenton High School. They're going to go to the wrestling tournament in Sedalia down at the fairgrounds. Going to run all day Friday, run all day Saturday, as we heard from earlier today from Coach Shields, joined here by Coach Bacon. Had a quadrangular on Thursday and Saturday. I was really kind of intrigued by the results from Saturday, Coach, because as far as good positive results go, it looked like Saturday down at Lexington was a really good step forward for your wrestling team. Is that pretty pretty accurate to say?
Yeah, it was. It gave the boys a confidence boost, definitely. I thought we went down and we wrestled really well, you know, throughout the day and had some really tough duels, and the only one we lost was against Sherwood. They had a pretty much full team, and it was a battle. I think it ended up 39 to maybe 30 something. So it was a very close duel.
We had talked for the last couple of weeks about how Mason had some ups and downs to start a season, talking about Mason Ranji. He really put it together on Saturday, and you told me for the last 2 weeks, that kid don't like to lose matches. So he's very, very motivated. He brought it on Saturday by all indications.
He absolutely did. Yeah, he's not a kid that Mason's a competitor, and he's a kid that goes and pretty much figures out his mistakes if he does make any, and he corrects them. And that's exactly what he did. He had some tough matches on Saturday, and he went out, stayed in good position, and did a really good job.
Did anybody, we'll talk about Jacob, Mason, Braden, and Logan. It looked like they had the best results from Saturday. Did some of your more inexperienced wrestlers really kind of catch your eye as somebody who really took a big step forward Saturday with their level?
Well, I think as far as, inexperienced kids, I think Spencer Stee is at 157, and I thought he did a really good job for us. He went out and won some big matches and duels, also in the duels, the quad on Thursday night. And, you know, he's a kid that just works really hard during the match. It may not all be technically perfect, but there's a lot of positives there that I see from Spencer. And Cooper Hauser's another one. He's obviously got a lot more experience than Spencer, but he went out and wrestled really hard on Saturday, too, and wrestled a kid that used to beat us pretty bad to a really close match. And so I think Cooper's coming on strong now.
From an X's and O's standpoint, where did the guys just technically, where were they better on Saturday?
Well, we did a better job at getting the first takedown, and I told the kids mentally, That's a huge step in the right direction, because if we go out and we start the match getting the first takedown, it kind of plants a seed in your opponent's head that we're controlling the match and not them. And that allows us to kind of wrestle our type of match a little bit more. And so that's why I always stress, you know, even going back to Coach Hurst and Coach Hill, they would stress, get the first takedown. And I thought we did a better job of that on Saturday.
I remember back in the day when Carson was just dominating at the high school level. Carson Hill, he would give up a point on an escape just because he was so dominant at getting takedowns. He'd give up 1 point to get two whenever he wanted.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, by the end of the match, it got to the point where his opponent really wouldn't want to get back up. And that's when you know you've got the psychological advantage over your opponent. And we just need to keep working on that aspect, because I think it's probably one of the most important positions in wrestling.
What were you last Thursday, if I remember right? I'm going off memory here from my office. Last Thursday was the quad with Gallatin, Bethany, and Hamilton, right?
Yes.
What were kind of your thoughts after the quad about how the guys wrestled on Thursday overall?
Well, it started slow and it ended a lot better. You know, against Gallatin didn't have very many kids, but the kids that they put on the mat they looked like they were ready to go, and we looked a little sluggish, and I thought we got off to a really slow start. But as the night progressed, I thought we looked a lot better. You know, Gavin Cagle at heavyweight, he again wrestled the South Harrison kid in that duel, and it came down to the buzzer And that's really the first time that we've taken him that far into the match, other than the Marceline tournament, and we still came up a little bit shy, but I think we're getting there. I think we're closing the gap. And then to end the night, you know, the match of the night was Cooper Hauser. He beat a state place winner from the year before, a kid that used to tennis in the first and second period. And we went out and just controlled the match. It was the perfect match. I told Cooper the score was 6-3, and not a high scoring match, but we controlled each position.
That's the sort of match too, that for a kid like Cooper, you get into a match like that where the fans are into it, the atmosphere is electric, and you get a big time win that really helps the team. That can help a kid. You know, we're talking about high school student athletes here. So when you're that age and you have that great of an experience, that can only really, 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 you know, send his potential skyward.
I think so too, and just a huge confidence booster. You know, we'd prepared for that match in the wrestling room the night before, and really that whole week leading up to it, because we know what he tries to go out and do, and so we worked on ways to kind of counter some of those things, and I think seeing that pays off really could pay dividends for Cooper.
What are you looking for on Saturday, Coach? How good is the competition going to be down at Katy Trail?
Well, we're going to see about every Class 1 school that's in Class 1. So I'm looking to see, you know, we're going to find out where we stand across the state, and we'll find out. We'll get a little better idea of what weight class kids are going to. And usually by this time of the year, the lineups are pretty much set. And I think it'll be a good litmus test for, you know, the postseason and districts and state and the rest of it. So I'm looking for us to go down and just absolutely take care of business and do what we've been doing.
That is your last event then before the holidays, right?
Yes, it is.
So with your team, Coach, and I'm just going to kind of off the top of my head here, if I had to make a guess at where Trenton is in Class 1 wrestling, I'd say your depth is decent. Obviously, you had some holes to graduation. You got to find some answers to your high-end. Top three or four are really good, I think, and obviously get to Saturday at state. The question is, with Trenton, how good is the depth going to be and how consistent is the depth going to be? Is that kind of a pretty good synopsis?
I think so, because we haven't wrestled a tournament that's kept team score yet either. And I think, a really good dual team is it could look a lot different than a really good tournament team. And so I'm looking for guys to go score as many points as we can and get as deep as we can in this tournament on Saturday. And we'll find out, you know, kind of where we sit team-wise in the state.
That's why you go down there. You want to find out. You want to test yourself. Certainly a lot of teams in the area are going to be doing that all day Friday, all day Saturday, down at the State Fairgrounds in Sedalia. Coach, congrats on the Saturday success. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Tom.